to Classical Kids Corner from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Melissa Dundas. Have you ever laid back on the grass and watched the clouds slowly drift by? You could probably pick out different shapes and characters. Have you ever found a caterpillar wandering along the sidewalk as you were taking a slow hike through the forest? There's a musical term that means to play the music slowly, called lento. It tells the musicians to play that part slow and easy or relaxed. What pictures or characters come to your mind when you listen to this? Sometimes slow piano music can remind you of rain or a cozy afternoon nap. That was a piece by Franz Liszt titled Dream of Love. Slow or lento pieces of music feel a lot different than music that is fast-paced. This next piece by Beethoven is titled Lento. As you listen, think about how it makes you feel. Comfortable, sad, relaxed. That piece made me feel so relaxed. The Lento movement from Beethoven's String Quartet No. 16 on Classical Kids Corner, a time for kids and their grown-ups to fire up their imaginations with classical music. You can hear a playlist from this episode and previous episodes at yourclassical.org/kidscorner or wherever you download podcasts. When you're learning a new instrument, reading directions, or learning how to cook something new and yummy, it's always good to start slow and take your time. You don't want to miss something important. As you listen to this last piece, what kind of story or activity would go along with it? Maybe it reminds you of a story that starts out as "Once upon a time." That was the first movement titled Lento from the Symphony of César Franck. I'm glad you could enjoy learning about slow, lento music with me today. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Corner from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Melissa Dundas. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kidscorner or wherever you download podcasts.